Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Spring is definitely headed our way. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make your reservations. And while you're there, you might want to make your reservations for Dog Walking Sunday, which will be the 24th this month instead of the very last Sunday. A couple of quick mentions to start out this week. Take a turn past the koi pond and you'll see the wonderful star magnolia or Magnolia stellata in full bloom, and it looks fabulous. These wonderful snowy white blooms pop open before the foliage buds out, and as a medium multi-trunk tree that tops out at 15 to 20 feet, it is perfect for a small yard. Also notable right now, and just behind you, is the golden breath of heaven over the full bloom flush of the hot orange-red azalea. These azaleas have been blooming for a bit more than 6 weeks. This flower symbolizes elegance and femininity, and if you have a dappled shade spot in your garden, they're a lovely addition. Walking through the pollination garden, and you can see one of the most wonderful of California wildflowers is in bloom. California poppy, whose scientific name is Eutsolchia californica, are beginning to open. This gorgeous deep orange flower is the state flower and not only returns year after year, but because it reseeds itself, you can find it all over the garden. An interesting note about the state flower, it's not specifically illegal to pick them, but if you are picking them from land you do not own, you must have written permission from the landowner. Across the paved path, and you can see the stunning Melianthus major or giant honey flowers, and the African corn flags are blooming wildly. In the corner of the garden, there is the very first of the ground orchids blooming, and just above it, you'll notice that a Grevillea hybrid named Amber Passion has been planted there. This is the same hybrid with the sherbet-colored blooms as has been planted in Phoebe's meadow. Just around the corner behind the greenhouse, see the wonderful California sunflowers are beginning to bloom. These bush sunflowers will bloom from now through June and will attract bees, butterflies, and insects to pollinate them. This is the host plant for the bay checkerspot butterfly, which is an endangered species. Another daisy family plant. They will reseed themselves and take over your garden if you don't keep them in check. Heading into the aloe collection, see the lovely forest lily, Velthemia bracteana, is in full bloom. There's another patch of these lovely plants just up the hill under the pine tree, and because it's a shadier spot, the blooms are still just buds. Just across Tram Road is the tropical plant selection, where the Bilbergia nutans or Queen's Tears bromeliads are blooming. There's more than one patch of these, and all are lovely with the coral-colored bracts for the yellow and green blooms. Heading around Tram Road, along the slope that was recently regraded, and you can see a fairly small yet truly fabulous iris. The snake's head iris is 6 to 12 inches tall and has a flower that is yellow, green, and black. This unusual plant is native to the Mediterranean and as such grows well in full sun. It's a charming addition to a rock garden or your potted area. Another area of the garden worthy of mention is the newly planted bulb garden in the amphitheater meadow. Make sure to see the lovely Portuguese squill or Scilla peruviana. This beautiful lavender blue pyramid of star-shaped flowers will open slowly over the three-week period coming up. Also up and in full flower are the poppy anemones. These flowers that top out at less than 2 feet tall will bloom wildly from now through June. Something worth seeking out in the garden are some of the lovely stone fruit trees that are in bloom. You can find some lovely peach trees blooming just past the grassy area of the Memorial Meadow that have some very pretty variegated pink and white blooms. This is known as chimera, which occurs when a group of genes expresses themselves differently in the same plant. While the flowers are stunning, some hot pink, some completely white, and some striped, these trees may be volunteers and might not produce fruit of any value. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.